Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. Geelong, 14 points at quarter time, 15 at the half, 24 at three-quarter time. In the end, they kick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 goals to 1 in the last term. 14-7-91. Port Adelaide, 4-7-31. Gary Rowan kicked 3 goals in the last term. Tom Hawkins kicked 6 for the night in possibly the most dominant performance we've seen by a forward all year. We'll get the live ladder details from Chew in a moment, but Geelong will have had a massive percentage boost. Port Adelaide will have taken a bit of a hit to their percentage. And that man on screen on the Triple M Bosch Tools replay screen, Tommy Hawkins, he'll be going over to Luke Hodge and Channel 7. We will hear from them shortly. Quickly, the ladder, Chew.
Yeah, Geelong, Howie's second on the ladder.
Here is Hawk with Lukey Hodge.
It's a fantastic effort, first and foremost. I always do say that you're a product of what happens up the field, and I had a lot of one-on-ones tonight, so that certainly helps me the way I play because that's my strength. So it's a good night. Good night for the footy club.
Your midfield were outstanding. Yeah, clearance after clearance early. They gave you a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, they did. And even when the ball sometimes went the other way, I thought our defenders were fantastic. They were right up in the game. So that was outstanding. It was, it was a really well-rounded performance.
Were you a bit shocked that they would leave you in the third quarter in particular? You were one out in the whole half of the ground.
Yeah, we talked about just playing a little bit deeper and just the way their defence plays because they like to front. It gave me the opportunity just to be a bit deep, but at the right times had to be up and test them, but also I could just play off that back shoulder, so that was really good.
You're doing roaming, Tom, a bit late. Have you got much dirt on
you? Oh, mate, to be honest, I've hardly thought about it. I want to just worry about the game and then we'll move forward. So I don't think I'm going to have much information. We'll see how we go. We'll find a few players there. They've been up to a little bit over in the hub life period, so we'll see what we can find.
Excellent, mate. Looking forward to it. Well played.
Can I just say a couple of things? I just wanted to say to Gary and Jordan Ablett, myself and the footy club are really thinking of you guys at the moment. And also a quick shout-out to my sister, Edwina, and her husband, Tom. They had a baby girl yesterday, Poppy, so congratulations, guys.
That man there is all class, talking about Gary Ablett's wife and her mum, who unfortunately passed away. But a dominant performance by Tommy Hawkins. Judge, I've said this to you before, you kick 6 goals. I know you talk about the midfield. I know you talk about service. But occasionally I'd like to hear, and I was on fire.
What it was.
Well, it was. It was a dominant display, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Best big man performance we've seen this year. And I'm just going to go to Paddy Dangerfield and Luke Hodge from Channel 7.
Wait a minute, Hodgie. Just kick it to Hawk. He's in some special form at the moment. Yeah, it was a sight to behold tonight.
We spoke before the game. It was all about the stoppage stuff. You started and the other midfielder started on fire in there.
Yeah, they're a really good contested ball side. And they really outnumber in sort of A1 position, you know, within sort of 2 to 3 metres of the ball. So we knew we'd have to be really sharp in that area of the ground in order to give ourselves, you know, first look and then move the ball up the field. So we did that tonight and the big fellas jumped hard in the ruck all night, which was important for us.
But on a personal note, families come in. George and Felicity, you got to see them for the first time in 6 weeks. How was that? And how were the other boys with their kids?
You once described 2 kids to me as imagine you're drowning and someone throws your child. And that was that last night. It was up about 8 times. But a lot of fun. Special, you know, we haven't seen them for a while. And we understand there's so many people doing it really tough at the moment, especially in Victoria. So our hearts go out to everyone down there. We hope you'll, you know, enjoy the footy that's on at the moment under some really trying circumstances.
Mate, you guys have had a big 3 weeks. Time to freshen up. So you guys had about 4 or 5 corkies tonight.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's been a massive sort of 3 weeks for us. And testament to the guys that have been waiting in the wings, a great attitude throughout the whole time. And when they've had their opportunities to come in and play, they've been outstanding. Lockie Fogarty is a perfect example of that. So, 2020's thrown up some challenges and we're embracing it.
Excellent, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Hodgie. Glad you're here.
Thanks to Paddy Dangerfield, Luke Hodge and the 7 Network. They are a classy operation. The Geelong Football Club, we heard Tommy Hawkins and then Paddy saying to everyone in Victoria that they are thinking of them. Absolute class, that football team. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. Don't go anywhere. We've got the votes. Macca's moments. Still plenty to come. We might even open up the lines as long as our relays can cop that. We'll see how we go. Geelong by 60 points. McDonald's, Triple M Rocks footy. The Cats by 14 at quarter time, 15 at the half, 24 at three quarter time. 60 point winners, 91-31 over the Lagda leaders Port Adelaide. Geelong by 60 points. Tommy Hawkins kicked six. Today's I'm loving it moment happened in the final quarter. Here's how we called it on Triple M Football.
To Duncan, out the back, Hawkins! Too big, too strong, too good, the champ! 5 goals for Hawkins!
Tommy Hawkins, 50 out on a 45, it'll take a great kick, he's in good touch.
Wow.
Hawkins has got 6! And a huge night for Tommy Hawkins, straight through the middle. And this is probably the most dominant performance we've seen by a forward all season. Absolutely smashed it, did the Hawk. Choice Hotels round the ground. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for lowest prices guaranteed. Chewy. Cricket?
Second test between Pakistan versus England. Day two, we're into the first session. Pakistan, their first innings, 5 for 147. Batsman at the crease, Baba Azam, he's on 40. And Mohammad Rizwan, he's on 9.
Nicely done, Chewy. All right, who's got the votes tonight?
Noodles has got them tonight, Howard.
What do you got, Noodles?
I do, Howard. One vote. I thought that Sam Menegola was terrific. He started the game really well. I thought he was the best player in the first quarter, particularly. Finished with 21 disposals, Menegola, and he also kicked the goal at the end. 2 votes to Paddy Dangerfield, 24 disposals. I thought his field kicking was absolutely spot on tonight. 575 metres gained, and there was no doubt who was the best player on the ground. Tom Hawkins, the best individual performance I think I've seen this year from a player. Tom Hawkins, 6 goals, 17 disposals, 10 marks, and he just did it everywhere.
All right, nicely done, Nate. The rub tomorrow from 1. Chewy, what have you got on tomorrow, Guru?
Yeah, doing the North Melbourne-Brisbane game here for Triple M, Howie.
Where are the Kangas at, Chew?
Kangas, unfortunately, or fortunately, actually, I think they have to rebuild. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, so that's what we're looking at.
What's on tomorrow for you, Big Lukey?
I'm looking forward to Fremantle and Carlton Saturday night footy.
Okay.
It's going to be a good game.
All right.
How are they going to go, your Blues, Juddy?
Good, I hope. Need to bounce back. Need a win, the Blues, so I'll be watching that. Maybe we may have a lark tomorrow, Howard. Just discovered Lark Scotch from Tasmania, and that is a serious drop.
This is sounding like a man's invested in the company for me. That sounded too
They are actually listed, but no, I haven't invested in them.
Great reputation.
It is elite.
Scotch down there.
What sort of time would you be cracking that? Breakfast with the twins, or when would you hit
I'd feel like cracking it at breakfast with the twins, but I will get through till at least 5,
Neat
I reckon.
With a bit of ice.
A little bit of ice. Yeah, you don't even need
proper whiskey ice balls at home where you've got the...
No, we've got a nice thing.
To see Wim Hof if he needs that.
Of ice, but it's just very smooth, Duke. Some of the other scotches I even like a splash of water, but this is just
straight up. I think we should do a team Wim Hof.
Yeah, I think so.
We all just really
get
figure
in
it
the
out.
Ice bath.
I think you lead it, Duke. You lead it, and we'll follow.
Happy to take the team through it.
I think it'll be
will
good.
Will you take one of the whiskies out to the paparazzi on the front gate there?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think they're into there. Whiskey's there driving as well, so
okay.
Probably would be appropriate.
What do you got on tomorrow, Noodles?
I just don't think Howard would be able to handle the Wim Hof. I think
we'd spend more time in cold water than all you clowns put together.
Howard couldn't do the Wim Hof. He could watch, but it wouldn't be right for safety reasons.
Not only could I do it, I'd be happy with my rig walking in and out of it, I reckon. We're getting the wind-up here.
That's it. Is that a bit of Michael Bolton?
Oh, a bit of Michael Bolton. We're all done here.
I think we're all done about halfway through the second quarter. To be honest with you.
I don't think you're going to name a game on that particular call. Geelong by 60 points. Saturday rub from 1 o'clock tomorrow leading up to their game. Stay safe wherever you are. Be nice to everyone. And if you're a Cats fan, you'll be happy because your club have won by 60 points. This is the great bald man with a lot of hair, Michael Bolton. McDonald's, Triple M Rocks footy. Let's break this.